From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With a message of brotherhood and calls for a dialogue between faith, Pope Benedict XVI began his visit to Turkey today, his first trip to a Muslim country. The four-day journey was originally planned as an effort to reach out to Orthodox Christians, but it took on major political significance after the Pope gave a speech in September which many Muslims found insulting. NPR's Ivan Watson has this report from the Turkish capital, Ankara.
Pope Benedict was greeted on arrival at the airport by the Prime Minister of Turkey and a military honor guard. Prime Minister Erdogan and the Pope met briefly in the airport VIP lounge. Erdogan then emerged to say he had gotten the Pope to endorse Turkey's bid to become the first majority Muslim country to join the European Union. Previously, the Pope had said granting Turkey European membership would be a mistake. The Pope's visit to a country that is 95% Muslim is timely and important, Erdogan said, especially in an era when the world is becoming increasingly polarized and the culture of violence is spreading. Later, an armored limousine whisked Pope Benedict down roads protected by snipers, thousands of police and sniffer dogs to perform a ritual expected of all visiting heads of state. Flanked by soldiers in dress uniforms, the spiritual leader of 1 billion Roman Catholics placed a wreath at the enormous tomb of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the general who founded the modern Turkish Republic. Both Turkey's dwindling Christian minority and members of its Muslim majority accused the strictly secular Turkish state of restricting their religious freedoms. To this day, Turkey refuses to recognize the spiritual head of the Orthodox Church, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, who will host Pope Benedict in Istanbul later this week. Today, the Pope made a careful appeal for religious freedom.
Freedom of religion, institutionally guaranteed and effectively respected in practice, both for individuals and communities, constitutes for all believers the necessary condition for their loyal contribution to the building up of society.
But this message has been overshadowed by a speech last September during which the Pope quoted a Byzantine emperor who described Islam as evil, inhuman, and said it was spread by the sword. That speech has been the focus of protests around Turkey this week. In an effort to improve relations with Muslims, Pope Benedict met with Turkey's top Muslim cleric today, Dr. Ali Bardakoglu. They sat together, both dressed in white robes, the Pope wearing a gold cross and skullcap, Bardakoglu wearing the cylindrical hat of a mufti. In a pointed speech, Bardakoglu warned the Pope that Islamophobia was on the rise.
İslam'ın yeryüzünde kılıçla yayıldığı, Müslümanların...
Islamophobia promotes such notions that Islam encourages violence, that Islam has been spread by force of the sword. Every Muslim is very much offended by such accusations.
The Pope responded by calling for more dialogue between Muslims and Christians.
May we come to know one another better, strengthening the bonds of affection between us in our common wish to live together in harmony, peace, and mutual trust.
Tomorrow, Pope Benedict will travel to Ephesus, where he will pray at a shrine where the Virgin Mary is believed to have lived out her final days. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.